Good morning and happy Sabbath. I'm glad to share a few things about the work in India. Every Sabbath Zoom meeting of Little Remnant has been a great blessing for us. We are able to understand how accurate our message is, and we could see that the history of Millerites being repeated to the very letter in our time. We being part of this history is a great blessing of God. This blessing has come to us through Future for America. We thank and praise God for truths that we are learning every week, telling us that we have no time to lose. Therefore, we are spending more time in personal devotions. We all have our individual timetables to make use of every hour of the day, because we are a step away to the close of probation. Every Wednesday, we are fasting and praying for this movement and for all the people who are in this movement around the world. The truths we are learning inspiring us to make decided changes in our spiritual lives. We understand that this is not the time for marriages, not the time for having children. Seven young people who are in our group in this movement have made their decisions not to get married. A married couple decided not to have children. Young people who are in love are breaking their relationships. We have three people who did this in our group. God is preparing people in India to the cause of probation. When I see these people, I'm strengthened and encouraged. My elder brother, that totally he has rejected our message. Two of my sisters made an effort to present him our message, but he was not even willing to listen to them. He has considered our message as a trash. He has completely closed the door for the message. But here comes the Lord's doing. There are two young boys whom my brother sent them to an Adventist school. Now they are in plus two. After plus two, my brother wants them to send to Spicer Adventist Theology College to do theology, to become pastors. But the father of these two boys called me and told me that he does not want to send his sons to Spicer Adventist College, but he wants to send them to me to make them established in the present truth and prepare them to be a part of our ministry. He was asking me if I am willing to have his sons and teach them the present truth and prepare them to be part of our ministry. I said I gladly accepted. These two young boys possibly join us very soon, if God willing. The names of these boys are interesting: Vicky and Steven. The names of these boys are Vicky and Steven. There is a middle-aged woman called Jyoti. She is an Adventist, accepted our truth by watching Habakkuk 2 tables on YouTube. She is now leading her husband and son into present truth. Her husband is sick and hospitalized. Last Tuesday, I and my wife Sonia visited him in the hospital. He was telling me from the hospital bed, in the presence of his wife, and he is telling me his wife was making him watch the Habakkuk 2 tables. And he told me that what you are preaching is truth. Most of the people who accept our message, they are introducing this message to their immediate family members and to their friends. This is what has been happening. There are many people who accepted our message, but most of them did not come to our notice. But this message is going very fast. But we have the oppositions. You know that Adventist leaders, they put a restriction on me that I cannot visit any Adventist church, nor Adventist pastors and members visit me. A month ago, what happened was, in Union Executive Committee, they made an action and removed all my credentials. In their estimation now, they think I cannot baptize, I cannot conduct Lord's Supper. If I do those things, they are not valid. Maybe they may have come to know that I'm frequently giving baptisms nowadays, but they did that. So far, people rejected 2520 orally. So what's happening now? They are rejecting 2520 and the present truth through printed pages. A man named Dhanamurthy made a 3-page pamphlet about 2520. He entitled the pamphlet as "Is 2520 Blind Prophecy?" In that pamphlet, he mentioned my name and gave my sermon links. He meant that I was preaching 2520, which is blind prophecy. Now he is circulating this pamphlet through media. Another opposition is coming in the most diluted way. That is, in India, in my 17 years of work in the mission, I never heard any leader or minister speaking about righteousness by faith message. And now in India, some people are preaching it. What they are saying is, righteousness by faith is the only message we need to present to the world. Prophecies don't save, obedience does not save. Sin is our condition. We cannot live without sin. This is very soft attack on our message to make people reject it. But the truth has become, the present truth has become a movement in India, my brothers and sisters. It has caught the attention of the most of the Adventists, but majority are rejecting it. But truth-loving people are embracing as it is a precious truth. I would like to share something about construction work now. As you know that we bought a piece of land to construct 2 dorms, one for boys, one for girls. So far, the work done in the land, we have had bore well for water. So water is very essential to construct, for the construction. So we have done it quite easily. And also we have had electricity connection to our land, though it is away from the village. It is it is just by the side of the paddy field. In spite of that, we got the electricity connection, and we have laid the foundations and pillars for the building. And we have also built the compound wall around our land. and we fill the land with the soil, because to elevate the land to road level, because our land is lower than the road. We have leveled the land. Now, immediate work that is to be done is we need to extend the pillars to slab level and do the slab work, which is very crucial and important work. Then walls are flooring and plastering and interior work. We are going to name these buildings as host center, because people who accept 2520 are going to stay there. I thank and praise God for making us part of this movement, and we are thankful and grateful for the way God is leading us. Praise God. Thank you. Amen.